Chapter 22, Construction Begins, Part 2. As thoughts of writing a book flowed through my mind, suddenly there was a bam, bam, bam. Someone was banging heavily on my door, almost like they were trying to break it down. I leaped out of bed to my feet, and then another bam, bam, bam on the door, this time followed by, "Hey, man, it's Dave. Let me in." "No, man, Dave ain't here." I wasn't sure who they were or what they wanted, but they obviously had the wrong room. As I slipped on my pants and made my way to the door, there was another bam, bam, bam on the door, followed again by, "No, man, it's me, Dave, it's Dave. No, man, Dave ain't here." This time, the voice sounded familiar, so I opened the door, shouting, "Mike, is that you?" "It's me," said Mike. "You obviously didn't have the 70s record album." I replied, "You're crazy, and I was a small kid then." We both laughed. Before I could ask Mike any questions about where he had been, he told me he hadn't had a hot shower in 3 days and wanted to know if the hot water was fixed. He was really happy when I told him the repairman had replaced the Widowmaker. The Widowmaker was what Mike called the attachment on the shower head, which contained a 4,500 watt heating element that heated the cold water running through it and out of the shower head. Mike had explained to me that the reason he gave the water heating device the nickname of Widowmaker was because people reach up and touch it, and nothing in Nicaragua is grounded. You keep your hands off of it. You'll go some places where the wire nuts, wrapped with a little bit of tape, are sticking out of them. There have been people reach up and touch those things, the wire nuts, while they are taking a shower, and with poor wiring, they get fried in the shower. They're standing there being doused by water, and then they grab electricity. Thankfully, the rest of the night was uneventful, with Friday morning coming too soon. After being in the town of Matiwas for almost a week, it was now time for us to leave. After breakfast, we traveled to the bridge site in the van so Mike and Danilo could see the progress made on the bridge. At the bridge site, Mike was pleased to see the organization of the construction activities, some sifting sand, some mixing mortar, and others laying stones. Carlos was busy retying the strings for the fourth stone layer, because we would remove the string each night for fear of someone stealing it. This meant each morning we had the tedious task of tying the string back to the sticks, which gave everyone more practice using the line level. In fact, I had bought a new line level from the hardware store to replace the first, whose ends had come unglued from its plastic cylinder. Using the new line level, I noticed as I was tying the string to the third stick that the string was slightly below the mark of the stick from the previous day. I knew something was definitely wrong when I tied the string back to the first stick that it was about 4 inches below where the starting string was tied. I placed the line level on the string between the first two sticks and then checked the remaining sides. All were exactly level. But if all of the strings were level, then why was the string from the fourth stick not landing at the starting string's position on the first stick? This didn't make any sense, so I reluctantly asked for Mike's help. I explained to Mike my method of leveling the stone layers and then showed him the result after checking the last side. I told Mike we had done this every morning, and the only difference this morning was we were using a new line level. Mike asked to hold the small level, which had yellow colored ends. I went and got the broken level from my backpack, which had red ends and had come packaged with the string. I stuck the ends back on and once again checked the string. Not level. Now I was really puzzled. Two identical line levels, each bought from the same hardware store, but one indicating a different point of level than the other. How could I figure out which one was correct? As I was thinking through possible solutions, I noticed Carlos and Charlie, also a stonemason, removing a clear, flexible hose from Carlos's bag of tools. The half-inch hose was probably 20 feet long, but with no fitting on either end. Before I could ask Mike the question, he spoke up and said, "Now they're going to show you how they level things the Nicaraguan way." I gave a gentle grin. "With a hose?" Mike explained, "That's what they call a water level. They're going to use the hose to check the position of the string at each corner of the foundation, and when they finish, the string will be more level than using your line level." I watched as one of the workers took the hose down to the river and, using his mouth, slowly drew water into the hose, completely filling it with water. He placed a thumb over each end to prevent any water from escaping as he carried the hose up the hill from the river. At the excavation, he carefully handed each end of the hose to Carlos. Carlos held the ends upward as he removed his thumbs. Now the water was free to move back and forth in the hose between the two ends. Carlos purposely allowed a small amount of water to escape before handing one end to Charlie, who was waiting with me inside the foundation. Carlos took the end he was holding and placed it up against the first stick. He showed me a black line marked just below the end of the hose and indicated for me to keep this line on the string's position for the fourth stone layer. Then, Carlos pointed for Charlie to place the other end on the second stick. As I watched the water inside the hose slowly moving above and then below the black line, I still didn't fully understand what we were doing. As Charlie positioned his end of the hose against the second stick, Carlos looked for the water's position in my end. I pointed to where the water stopped in the hose, which was just below the black line. Carlos motioned for Charlie to start raising his end of the hose, and when the water reached the black line, he whistled for Charlie to stop. Carlos went and marked the second stick at the location of the water in the hose. This mark on the second stick was at the same height, or water level, as the water in my end and the string location on the first stick. Carlos moved the string up a little bit on the second stick to the new mark. Charlie then moved his end of the hose to the third stick and then to the fourth. At each stick, Carlos marked the water level and raised the string to the new mark. After Carlos had finished repositioning the string at each stick, I took the first line level, the one with the red ends, and placed it on the string between the first and second sticks. As the string settled, I watched as the bubble moving in the lime green liquid inside of the plastic cylinder stopped exactly between the black lines, indicating the string was perfectly level. Then I placed the second line level, the one Mike was holding with the yellow ends, on the same string. I was amazed as the bubble stopped beneath the black line, meaning it was wrong. I guess there's a first time for everything, right? But how could a level be wrong? After Mike had finished inspecting the second level, he noticed its plastic cylinder wasn't perfectly round. It was, in fact, defective. What was even better was the fact that we proved the level was wrong by using a simple leveling technique, using a clear hose the Nicaraguan people refer to as a water level. And that line level, I gave it to one of the workers, who might trade it to an unsuspecting person for a candy bar. As we were leaving the bridge site on the dirt road, we met up with Milos from B2P. I introduced Milos to Mike, and we all shook hands. I explained to him the progress we had made since Monday, the materials we had purchased, and the name of our stonemason. Mike and I handed him the receipts from the purchases of the sand and cement, which he promptly reimbursed. As we said our goodbyes, Milos thanked us both for our efforts in getting the project started. During this week, I had somehow accomplished everything I had wanted to accomplish. My work on this project was finished, and it was now up to these two communities to embrace this opportunity and build themselves a bridge.